The most important thing we monitor is our ability to staff classrooms and that we have enough substitutes or other staff on site that can safely run all the classrooms. And then we take a close look at our quarantines and isolations is the second factor. So we're looking for any patterns or clusters in that we need to be cognizant of. The third factor we look at is our amount of student absenteeism at each site, see if there's any patterns there that worry us. And the final factor are the county infection rates.
We've been going very, very smooth compared to other schools.
We have, and we've been very grateful to all the contact tracers, the cooperation from the students and parents about wearing masks and physical distancing, that we've stayed in school longer than we thought we might. Everyone was kind of wondering what it would be like, and so we've been very pleased so far.
And the last thing would be a model that you referenced, and where maybe the peak of this COVID-19 virus may top out.
Yeah, it's hard. No one, of course, knows the future. But some of the models that predict that things will likely get worse as winter goes on because of people being indoors more and COVID fatigue, where people just drop their guard. And so we expect that we might see a peak in cases in early January. So that's when we're the most worried about impact upon the district.
Thank you very much.